Welcome, teachers. Thrilled to have you join us for another episode of our Sparking Out of Classroom Success series, SOS for short. This series is your ultimate guide to ramping up your side hustle game. We've talked about nailing your ideal side gig, crushing self-doubt, mastering time for your side, and crafting your brand on a budget. If you missed any episodes, binge listen from episode 51. Today's show is all about project management, a superpower many teachers possess. Let's jump in. Welcome to Teach Hustle Grow, the podcast dedicated to turning frustration into freedom. Get ready to thrive, not just survive, in your teaching career and side hustle journey. I'm Tenille Martinez, a fellow teacher, coach, and side hustle entrepreneur, and I'm excited to have you with us on another amazing episode. So what exactly is project management, and why is it essential for your side hustle? Well, think of it as the art of juggling multiple tasks, deadlines, and resources to achieve a specific goal. It's about planning, organizing, and executing tasks efficiently. Just like how you orchestrate a classroom project or lesson plan to ensure your students succeed. Now let's break it down a bit further. Project management involves several key components. The first one is planning. This is where you outline your goals, identify your tasks, and create a roadmap for how you'll achieve them. It's like creating a lesson plan for your classroom, setting clear objectives, and mapping out the steps to reach them. The second one is organization. Once you have a plan in place, it's crucial to stay organized. This means keeping track of deadlines, resources, and communication channels. Imagine organizing your classroom materials and lesson plans to ensure everything runs smoothly. That's the essence of project management. The third one is execution. With your plan in hand and your resources lined up, it's time to put your plan into action. This involves delegating tasks, staying on schedule, and making adjustments as needed. It's like guiding your students through a group project, ensuring everyone stays on track and contributes to the overall goal. Number four is communication. Effective communication is at the heart of successful project management. It's about keeping all stakeholders informed, addressing any concerns or obstacles that arise, and fostering collaboration. Just like how you communicate with your students, parents, and colleagues, clear and open communication is key to project success. Now you might be thinking, but I already have so much on my plate. How am I supposed to add project management to the mix? Trust us, it's worth it. By implementing project management techniques into your side hustle, you'll become more organized and ultimately save time in the long run. Plus, who doesn't want their business to run like a well-oiled machine? So let's get started. First things first, grab a pen and paper or open up a new document because we're going to walk you through some essential steps for effective project management. Don't worry, it's not going to be as daunting as it seems. Step one, define your goals. The first step in any successful project is defining clear and specific goals. This will give you direction and focus, making it easier to stay on track and measure your progress. Ask yourself, what do I want to achieve with my side hustle? Is it financial freedom? Maybe you have an upcoming vacation you want to take. Write down your goals and make sure that they're SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Be as specific as possible. Step two, break down tasks. Now that you have your goals in mind, it's time to break them down into smaller tasks. Start by listing out all the necessary steps to achieve each goal. This will help prevent feeling overwhelmed and allow you to prioritize tasks based on importance. Step three, set deadlines. With a clear list of tasks at hand, it's important to set deadlines for each one. This will help keep you accountable and motivated to complete each task with a specific time frame. Be realistic with your deadlines, but also push yourself to meet them. Step four, create a schedule. To effectively manage your time, it's essential to create a schedule for your side hustle. Determine how much time you can realistically dedicate to your side hustle each week and block out specific hours for completing tasks. This will also allow you to balance your side hustle with other responsibilities and commitments. Step five, utilize productivity tools. There are tons of productivity tools out there that can really help you streamline your workflow and keep things nice and organized. Tools like Trello, Asana, Notion, and Evernote are pretty popular picks. I'll admit, I've spent way too much time playing around with these online tools. But hey, at the end of this episode, I'll share a better option that'll kickstart your efficiency journey in a quick and breezy way until you figure out your side hustle vibe and what tools suit you best. Once you've got that sorted, just pick the tool that clicks with you. Use it to prioritize tasks, set deadlines, and keep an eye on your progress. Step 6, stay focused. It's easy to get distracted when working on a side hustle, especially if you have other commitments or distractions happening around you. To stay focused, try setting specific goals for each work session and break them into smaller achievable tasks. Also, eliminate any potential distractions such as turning off notifications on your phone or finding a quiet workspace. Sometimes it's just having multiple family members in the home that are begging for your attention. Your option might be to possibly wake up a little earlier before anyone else is up and work on your side hustle then, or wait until everyone else goes to sleep. Step 7, learn from your mistakes. No one is perfect, and mistakes are bound to happen when starting a side hustle. Instead of dwelling on them, take the opportunity to learn from the experience. Reflect on what went wrong and how you can improve in the future. This will not only help you avoid making the same mistakes, but it will also make you stronger and more resilient as you continue on this side hustle journey. Now let's talk about the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit that can supercharge your side hustle. Uncover a goldmine of resources to kickstart your side gig, featuring a customizable project management template on Canva. No need to master a new tool right away. It's all about getting you up and running easily and smoothly. Think of these templates as your lesson plan guides, leading you through every step from idea to accomplishment. To gain access to the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit, make sure to click the link in the show notes. So, dear teacher entrepreneurs, if you're ready to take your side hustle to the next level, remember the power of project management. Embrace those organizational skills you develop being a teacher and mastering all of their responsibilities. Leverage the resources available to you in the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit and watch your entrepreneurial dreams take flight. Thanks for tuning in to another fantastic episode in the SOS series. Remember to hit that follow button for this podcast so you can catch all of our upcoming episodes. Connect with us on Instagram at Teach Hustle Grow. Share your takeaways, insights, and any aha moments from today's episode. Remember, sharing is caring. Spread the love by sharing this episode with your teacher friends. If you could take a moment to rate and review this podcast, it would mean the world to me. Until next time, keep thriving in and outside of the classroom. Keep hustling, keep growing, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Till then, stay inspired.